On Wednesday, January 29th, I broke with my stated intention to stay home and not chase owls. I had a chance to spend the morning birding with my good friend Bernie, who'd never seen either a boreal or a great gray owl, so we headed out to see how lucky we might be. And lucky we were, at least with great gray owls. We saw two and heard there'd been a third on the north side of Highway 61, right near the turnoff to the McQuaid Small Craft Harbor, one sitting conspicuously on the turnoff sign. I don't usually like pulling over on Highway 61, but traffic was relatively light, so Bernie and I decided to join the cluster of happy birders. One observer told us that they'd seen the owl in the field catch a mouse before we got there, so apparently hunting is reasonably good. There were a lot of people gawking at them, but owls are smart and adaptable. I think they figure out within a few days the expected activity patterns of us oversized, colorful mammals. These birds seemed reasonably comfortable, more focused on the ground where prey might be than on us, since everyone stayed a respectful distance from them, never straying from the shoulder of the road, and kept quiet. When we went to Two Harbors, a bunch of birders were gathered not too far from the harbor, all looking at a great gray owl who seemed to be roosting rather than hunting, sitting tight against the trunk of a big birch. I didn't get a good look at that bird's eyes because they were mostly closed, but the right eye seemed injured, and based on my experience with injured and starving owls when I was a rehabber, this one's sort of flaccid-appearing facial disc feathers reminded me of emaciated great grays I once handled. I think when they're feeling better, they can keep the outer feathers of the facial disc more erect. One of the reasons I don't often chase owls is because I know how stressed they are and how high the mortality is during these eruptions. A tragic irony of birding is that many of the rare birds that so thrill us are vagrants, such as the barn owl I was so thrilled to see at the Saxon Bog on January 12, 2020. For decades, the barn owl was the species I most yearned to see in Minnesota, and here it was, not just in the state, but up here in St. Louis County. But the poor thing was doomed. It died quite emaciated later that same day. The trick is we cannot predict which birds will or won't survive and eventually return to a safer location. And human intervention, even with the best of intentions, can do more harm than good. When people captured a Mexican violet ear in La Crosse, Wisconsin on November 1, 1998, the trauma of capture was almost certainly the immediate cause of its death that day. The calliope hummingbird found in Minneapolis in December 1994 suffered the same fate. These and other cases led the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to prohibit capture of vagrant hummingbirds simply to relocate them. That isn't to say that intervention isn't valuable when a bird genuinely needs help. But we people too often have a tendency to think we know better than animals do and that we can help an individual bird when we really don't have the knowledge or skills. I saw my lifer barn owl in Chicago on December 23, 1978. That poor bird was clearly distressed, but it was Christmas week when the state offices were hard to reach. Rescuing most birds in this situation is simple and straightforward for a professional rehabber, but no one could get the necessary permits to try to save this particular bird, ironically, because the barn owl was on Illinois' endangered species list. When birds are beyond saving, they can still provide valuable information for scientists. I picked up a dead ivory gull in Superior, Wisconsin in 2016 and sent it to the Field Museum in Chicago. That poor mangled carcass bore both lice and at least one mite, and the preserved tissue sample may represent only the second one in a museum collection in the world. When I got the best looks ever at a boreal owl in 2013, it was favoring 1 foot, but still hunting fine. I saw it catch and eat a shrew. Several days later, though, a boreal owl with an injured foot, almost certainly my little guy, was retrieved from the same area and sent to the raptor center. Its weight was low and the foot injury needed attention, but this was one of the success stories. The bird returned healthy to the North Woods that spring. But speaking of boreal owls, my friend Bernie went skiing in a local park this weekend and came upon one by himself. As much as I wanted to lead him to his lifer, I'm even more thrilled that he got it this way. It's wonderful seeing birds and adding lifers with friends, but there's a genuine magic in chancing upon and savoring a splendid bird all by ourselves. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.